Crews in the Carolinas have been battling wildfires amid gusty winds and dry conditions over the weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to more than 175 wildfires. West of Myrtle Beach in the Carolina Woods area, helicopters dumped water as smoke filled the sky and deputies went door to door to warn residents. But by late Sunday afternoon, evacuees were allowed to return. According to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, a 1,600-acre wildfire was still burning uncontained in Horry County, but no structures have been lost or injuries reported. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says crews are working to get a handle on blazes burning in four forests across the state, one about 50 miles east of Charlotte. An evacuation order remains in effect for part of Polk County, North Carolina. Audio courtesy WPDE and WMBF. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.